This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, final segment I'm hosting, and then Jay Dyer, one of the smartest people I know, and definitely the most up-to-date informed on new documents and global statements, is going to take over in the next 54 minutes. So he takes over about 5 minutes for the next 54 minutes. And you know, I've got a question I'm going to ask him now, because I know he's already on the Skype waiting to come on. We can punch him up if you want here in a moment. I wanted to answer this just out of my own selfishness. Do you think, Jay, and I know you're listening now, I'll just answer later, whenever you want in the next hour, and it's a big question. Maybe you want to come back next week on my main show and answer it. But can it be turned around once they've initiated the depopulation, once it's confirmed that this was a bioweapon, that they weren't just doing a test, they're moving forward with societal world collapse, they've now come out with the world ID, the carbon tax, they're admitting, hey, we're doing this for the Earth, COVID was just the excuse for the shutdown of the human system. Can we get their own minions to stand up and say no? Is there any way out of this? Because I know we can trust in those, you know, that help themselves and, you know, trust in God, but, you know, also row away from the rocks, as Hunter S. Thompson said. So I trust in God. And I also trust a lot of people to stand up and fight back. But it's just a really big question of, can, even if Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and their controllers got arrested, what they've initiated now is just so psychotic, where it's admitted that they've created a bioweapon that kills 80% of humans at Wuhan, that they stole out of the Canadian lab and that Bill Gates has control of. I mean, that's in the news. And so, like, Fauci and Gates have a gun to our head. And Gates is the head of the G8. The head of the G8 said he really is the head of the G8. So we're living in a James Bond movie like Moonraker, folks. Real end of the world for humans, as we know it's stuff. Jay Dyer takes over in just a few minutes. Separately, this is a great product, and they're a huge sponsor, and they're selling a lot of it. But nothing compared to what the big oil company that scientists developed this, created this with. The scientist is a listener, and he has the patent. It's the famous bacteria that's natural, especially bread, that eats oil, crap, you know, anything you want taken care of. Old shoes. I mean, but it's safe for all the tanks, safe for all the septic systems, safe for everything. It's BioSeptic Pro, a 6 to 12 month supply for all of your septic tanks to kill the odor, to make it last longer. It's not like the enzymes that, you know, just go away after one treatment. This lives in your septic tank sometimes for years. Okay, but we just say 6 to 12 months. We're very, very proud of it, and now they've come out with four other brands of it that I'll show you here if you're a TV viewer. They have it for RVs, they have it for boats, they have it for porta-potties, and the most important one, I think, is for drains. You get drains clogged up, you call a plumber, it gets reclogged in the shower or wherever, you put Drano down, it doesn't work, or doesn't work long enough. I dump this, because we're already coming out with the same powder, when we first got samples of it a couple of years ago before we were able to even get them to bring this to consumers. And I put it into my drains that were having problems, like my shower drain, never had a problem again. And that was over a year and a half ago. So one scoop down my shower drain, and then it just went in there and just lives in there and eats everything up in there, the hair and the skin particles and the soap and all the garbage. So I love the BioPros pipes and drains product. Okay, it's all the same stuff, different packaging. Some has this applicator, some has that applicator. One application for an RV is one size, one application for a drain is another, one application for a septic tank. But Bio Drain Pro, I think, is just your best bang for the buck. And you can buy any of this, it's all the same stuff, and put it in the drain. This just gives the directions on that package for how you do it. So that's why it has different packaging. Bio Septic Pro, Bio Marine Pro, Bio Drain Pro, Bio RV Pro, Bio Porta Potty Pro, all at the great website, thebiopros.com, thebiopros.com. Just one word, thebiopros.com, thebiopro.com, thebiopros.com. And it's an amazing product, and I'm really proud of this because, I mean, I went and got the guys to do it and got the big oil company to agree and got the contracts done and got them to put in a smaller factory and got them. And I put up the money to get them to go ahead and originally make the stuff. I mean, so you get it. I mean, they use this at industrial pig farms everywhere. It just eats it all up. They put this in lakes of pig crap and just like, you know, they sell tons of it a day all over the world. But now it's available to you, the consumer. InfoWarsStore.com is also going to be selling it soon, but now it's only available at TheBioPros.com. Jay Dyer takes over in 60 seconds. I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I'm your guest host, and I'm going to be covering the NATO PsyOps document that you probably heard Alex mentioning this past week. I got a chance to read through that, and wow, it fits very well with some other amazing documents that have come forth in the last couple weeks. That is the Human Augmentation, Dawn of a New Paradigm by the Ministry of Defense of the UK in concert with the German government. And these, again, these two documents really go well together in the sense of a coordinated plan, coordinated overall agenda. And we'll see that here as we get into the actual text. This is, in my view, kind of in concert with a series of PsyOps documents that have come out over the last, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. We could go back to famous documents like The Mind Has No Firewall. Now, if you've never read these, I highly recommend going and looking them up. They're easy to access. These are actually Army War College, Army PsyOps documents that have been in the public domain for many years, and most people just don't go read these things, right? It's kind of amazing to me because you got journalists, so-called, out there who spend all their time basically doing PR and basically going after people, getting them to deplatform. And this shows that we here, InfoWars, people that do this kind of work, are doing the real journalism, right? This is the last vestiges of journalism that's left, because journalists ought to be reading these kinds of things. They ought to be reporting on this kind of stuff, not reporting on and using their platforms as weapons to basically get rid of everybody who dissents. So that really they're just operatives like Winston was in 1984. If you remember in 1984, Winston's job is basically to revise history and to erase the memory of people that got deplatformed. That's really what Winston's up to in 1984. Go watch the movie if you haven't read the book. The book's a lot better, by the way. But we're going to notice in this NATO PsyOps document, Cognitive Warfare, The Battle for Your Brain, that it's actually very Orwellian. I know that's a cliche. Everybody says this over and over and over. We hear it ad nauseum, and that's lost meaning, right? The notion Orwellian has lost its force. But we're going to see that as this comes to fruition, it's not going to lose its force. It's going to hit us square in the head. So I mentioned the documents like The Mind Has No Firewall. There's another document I recommend, Mind War, Psy War to Mind War, by Michael Aquino, the famous Satanist who recently passed away, who wrote a key document about the U.S. Army's psychological warfare operations. That doctrine of the Army's warfare was, again, written by a famous Satanist. Another text that you should know is Silent Wars, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and that deals with kind of covert warfare, non-lethal weapons, this kind of stuff, silent, you know, EMF, ELF type technology, which also is mentioned, by the way, in the other documents I listed. So maybe in the future we'll get into those, but let's get into this NATO document, which just recently leaked, and this is in concert with other documents and leaks that have been relevant and related to NATO in the last couple of years, namely the integrity leaks, where we saw that Western UK media that the military, the deep state of the UK was involved in a lot of psyops, a lot of going online, whole brigades, Brigade 77 out of the UK, which is basically intent on attacking people, questioning the COVID story. And then German intelligence, right? There was a report that came out that German intelligence was gonna target people that question the CUFID narrative. If you question it, you're gonna have, the PSYOPs people, tracking you and watching you. And we saw Biden, right, a few months ago say the exact same thing, that Homeland Security and foreign contractors should be, basically pimped this out to foreign contractors to track Americans, since it's illegal for Americans to track Americans, supposedly, even though they do that. Well, they'll just hire some foreign entity, some private entity in another country to do it. And all of that has come out in the last few months. And again, it particularly related to what they call disinformation about the COOF narrative, which in other words just means truth about what's going on, right? So to shut down and track the dissent from the top down via these PSYOPs officers and online SOC accounts and various techniques. Well, what are those techniques? Let's get into this NATO document. Western governments and the NATO military alliance are developing tactics of what are called cognitive warfare. We'll get into what that is here in a moment. Using the faux threats of China and Russia as the bad guy to justify waging a battle for your brain in the human domain. And this is ultimately, as it says in the document, to make everyone a weapon. And that's relevant because it reminds me of what's in the UK Transhumanist Ministry of Defense document, which says that humans are actually no longer, the way we used to be described in the white papers was as human resources, cattle, right? Now we are potential walking platforms, tech platform. You're basically a little Wi-Fi emitter and receiver in potentia, right? To be turned into that, so they can actually tune into your signals, and they want to use signals warfare, EMF, ELF, VLF, probably the 5 and 6G material, according to Klaus, that's what it's going to be, right, to basically resonate with what's in your body. I suspect that that's what's going on with the various stabbies, that what's in the stabbies is the graphene, the various nanotech materials, which do relate to the tracking and tracing. Now, they do this stupid game, play this game where they say, you can't fit a microchip into a syringe. There's no microchip in the syringe. No, it's just smart blood. It's just a nanotech technology that is going to be tracking you and keeping up with you and taking care of your health via your blood. And if you missed it, by the way, this last week I covered in depth James Bond. And if you recall, Inspector, there was a specific scene, Inspector, where James Bond goes under, he's in the underground base and he's talking to Q, and Q references the smart blood that they've injected into Bond to take care of his health, to make sure he's doing well and make sure he's in the field and he's not hurt. The smart blood can track and trace and tell his heart rate, etc. That's exactly what's in the CBS report, the 60 Minutes report from a couple months ago, where they did an interview with the people from DARPA talking about nanotech in your blood. That's what's in, by the way, it's going to be discussed in this NATO document. That's what's in the UK Ministry of Defense document, is that they're going to, under the guise of humans as platforms, mandate. The UK Ministry of Defense document says they will mandate it. Remember, just like all the mandates that we've heard in the last couple of years, it's not law, it's just mandate. The government's just going to say, you got to do this. It says that human platforms will be mandated to be chipped, to be tracked and traced. They're going to invade your biology. That's exactly what Klaus says. So look, between NATO's documents, between the PSYOPs documents from 20 years ago of Michael Aquino, which talks about EMF, ELF frequencies, right, and geoengineering the atmosphere, that's actually in the footnotes of his Mind War to Psy War. Psy War to Mind War, excuse me. There's a coordinated plan. Right. These are not disparate entities that don't know what the other arm is saying or doing. At this level, the plan is coordinated. And that's why they all say the same thing. And that's why they all say what the global elite of the last 50 years have said. The last 100 years, right? I've covered 50 plus of their books. And they all say the same thing. Now, they might differ on the minutiae of how to get this agenda done, but the plan is the same. across the board. And so I get on here and I read all these documents for you. I'm the nerd that does your homework for you. I do your homework, right? You come to me. I'm the Chad nerd in class that does your homework. And if you don't pay me, right, you owe me. You owe me. You owe me your tater tots. If you don't pay me in tater tots, you're going to get beat up after recess, right? So I do your homework for you, but you better pay me for doing your homework. And so let's take these tater tot nuggets of truth here and put them in your pocket for later on, right? Because you got to know this stuff. You got to know this information. Platforms, humans. Humans are the platforms by which psychological warfare can be conducted to make humans themselves weaponized. Now, this document focuses on the psychological warfare component. The UK document focuses on the tech side of it, right? The DARPA transhumanist stuff. But what do they want to do when they make us into platforms? Well, they want to change the way that we think. You think, okay, well, isn't that what social engineering psyops does? It changes the way we think. No. Changing the way you think, as this document says, by changing the brain itself. Exactly what Klaus said. We're going to get in your biology. We're going to get in your head, literally in your head, through implantables, through Neuralink, through all of these kinds of things which are coming.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We're talking about the NATO psychological warfare document that has appeared online that a lot of people are making a big deal about. And it should be a big deal because it's, again, one of a long train of psychological warfare documents that explain and demonstrate exactly how the system at a high level works, right? And to really understand the overall global elite plan, there's no way to do it other than to going into these documents themselves, right? Other than going into the writings of the elite over the last 100, 200 years. And in this document, this white paper, we have not so much the tech angle, although it does conclude with a lot of tech plans and DARPA plans. It is NATO's attitude towards cognitive warfare, the new way of doing warfare online. And this includes the alteration, not just of thinking processes, but the changing of the brain itself, the actual biological human being converted into a new type of being. It goes on to talk about our new plan, right, is to continue the notion of full spectrum dominance and hybrid warfare. If you don't know what hybrid warfare, you can go to my channel. I did an interview a couple of years ago with a prominent analyst named Andrew Karibko, and we did a whole interview on his book about hybrid warfare, which gives a detailed account of what this is in order to understand this NATO mindset. And as you go through this document, we see that this includes self-declared adversaries, attacking through economic warfare, attacking through cyber warfare, information warfare, and psychological warfare. And now the new added element, hacking the individual by exploiting the vulnerabilities of the human brain. And again, reminds me of the Mind Has No Firewall document from 20 or so years ago, which is basically saying the same types of thing from the Army War College, if I recall. And it says that until recently, NATO had only viewed warfare as air, land, sea, space, and cyber. And now the new domain is the human domain of the mind. Now, this doesn't mean they never knew about InfoWar. Of course they did. Various governments and power blocks, they do InfoWar online all the time. I mean, we're watching InfoWars right now. We're participating in that from the vantage point of truth and the vantage point of what is God-centered, right? What is what really ought to be the worldview, the paradigm, as opposed to tyranny, as opposed to globalism, as opposed to technocracy. This new form of warfare, it says, with this fifth domain, is defined by cognitive warfare, which seeks to make everyone a weapon. Now, why would they want to make everyone a weapon, including their domestic population? And it says, well, I'm not joking. Actually, it says, because you might actually be an enemy without knowing it. All right, it's kind of like the, you might actually be an asymptomatic carrier without knowing it. No one else knows this, but trust us, this, gadget that we've cooked up, like Theranos, right? This PCR, this tells you that you're carrying this, even if you don't know that, right? It's a scam, basically. And it's basically what I've said for a long time, is that all the techniques of psychological warfare and manipulation out of wartime eventually get turned on the domestic population. When you get a degenerate, corrupt elite, an oligarchy that runs your country or runs the Western world or runs, you know, what's basically coming into fruition, they take that they used during the two world wars, all the research, all the psychological warfare and the Cold War, and they turn it on the population domestically, because it's not a battle of nation states at the highest level. At the highest level, it's an international elite that wants to destroy family, nation, God, all of that, right? All those older firewalls that would keep them from having total control. And in fact, this document is actually about total control.
mastering the human domain. They even referenced this later on. And if you recall, that was a Pentagon thing that was mentioned, I think, back at the time of Jade Helm, right? So 10 years ago, when all the Jade Helm psyop was going on, you had reference to the document that came out, mastering the human domain. If I'm going to remember, that was an Air Force document that dealt with every area of life being controlled. That's exactly what this is. So it's basically the same thing, right? Cognitive warfare. So the brain is the battlefield of the 21st century. Humans are the contested domain, and future conflicts will likely occur amongst people digitally first and physically thereafter in proximity to the hubs of political and economic power. The vulnerability is precisely the human mind. So how is the human mind vulnerable? Well, it says that what has to happen here is that we're going to have to weaponize cognitive warfare to the extent that we don't just go after or target individuals in the sense of those who might pose a threat. And who poses the threat? Well, it's their determination, and it's anybody who might be unknowingly susceptible to foreign disinformation. So they're just going to say, well, we've determined you're a Russian bot. Oh, we've determined that you are a foreign asset. Well, what's the evidence? Well, because you're saying true things, right? We saw this basically in the last 4 years. Remember Russiagate? The whole Russiagate thing is basically an example of this, right? Well, there's not actually evidence that you're a foreign agent, but we're just going to say that you are because you're saying things that are true and damage the existing power structure. And they say that we're going to have to weaponize social sciences along with academics. How long have I been telling you that the key enemy, the worst human beings in America, are the academics? Because they are the ones that foster, as the so-called intellectual class, all the baloney upon the last few generations of your offspring. When you send your offspring to these state universities, they're there to be brainwashed by these neoliberal Marxists. I know that doesn't make sense. How could you have a neoliberal Marxist? But that's what they are. They're Marxist professors. I've dealt with them for 10 years. They are the worst people out there. And that's who is out there fomenting their change agents, right? You've heard this terminology. And some of them are dumb enough to believe Marxism, and some of them don't even believe it or don't believe the socialism, the collective, whatever they're promoting. And some of them are also so-called right-wing libertarians. So I'm not just going after so-called communists. The intellectual class is just bereft of any virtue. They're all basically there to destroy the existing structure, implode from within. And this document is actually saying we're going to have to work with weaponized academia. I mean, they've already weaponized academia for decades, right? I mean, it was the OSS that actually brought over the Frankfurt School critical theorists. I mean, this is Foreign Affairs magazine, but there's books written on this. This is well known. Right. And Bertrand Russell, Rockefeller Foundation, they are the ones that said, let's bring the Marxist critical theorists over to the West to weaponize academia. So this is not new. This has been going on for a long time. We also, it says, must weaponize human sciences to develop this cognitive warfare capacity. This results in what they call the militarization of brain science. Thus, NATO's development of cognitive warfare leads to the militarization of every area of society, the mastering of the human domain, which includes the human mind. And then it goes on to say that if anyone disagrees with this, you just say that they are part of a fifth column and that they're foreign agents. It doesn't matter if it's true. Just say it. Just say, oh, are you saying anything true? Oh, you must be a foreign asset. You must be a foreign agent. And this is, again, part of the hybrid warfare document, which is a technology of social engineering, social control. And they actually give one of the examples that's given here is the Canadian military working with NATO to use psychological warfare to scare the crap out of the Canadian civilians in the last COVID pandemic nonsense. That was all just hyped up. And we've been, again, Alex has talked about this all week. And this document is basically pointing out that this is a Canadian psychological warfare operation. And this plan of cognitive warfare is what they were doing, what was going on there. So this is when you see the media rolling out their lies, it's this. It's cognitive warfare. This is Jay Dyer. This is Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere.
I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil is good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off, back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and we're getting into the NATO PSYOPs document. We're dissecting it point by point, and we just covered the section where it mentions the parallel and cooperative operations with the Canadian military and using these kinds of techniques to scare the Canadian citizenship into the stabbies. In fact, it even mentions the challenges and the risk, the rewards, if you come get a stabby, we'll give you cash, this kind of stuff. These were ideas that were invented in this PSYOPs coterie. As we move on, it talks about the fact that what really has to be changed here is not just the human mind, but human action by changing the human brain. It says that we're going to have to use cognitive warfare and other techniques such as cognitive infiltration to sow dissonance, to instigate conflicts, polarize opinions, and radicalize. Now, if you remember, Cass Sunstein wrote a paper many years ago about cognitive infiltration. I actually read that whole paper, and oddly enough, it was a philosophy paper. That's kind of my field, so I didn't expect it to be what it was. And he basically just goes into how philosophy and the worldview warfare that philosophy can teach PSYOPs is crucial to understanding how to disrupt all of the truth movements. And one of the things he said would be key was to infiltrate, polarize, and come up with fake conspiracy. And this is a technique that we've seen the system using for you know, decades, disinformation. And now we even see the late night TV hosts, right? They even come on and say that disinformation is what all of the people who, you know, put out truth are, right? The comedy so-called hosts that are making fun of Alex talking about, you know, COVID and ivermectin and all that's all disinformation. So that what they typically do is just gaslight and just lie and just continue to lie. So much so that people are just disoriented and they can no longer tell truth from falsehood. The whole society then becomes based on lies, and that's actually a powerful technique of psychological warfare. So it goes on to say that by disrupting and infiltrating all of the groups that oppose NATO's, which is just a criminal organization, basically. So basically anyone who disagrees with NATO is disinformation, right? Which is ridiculous because you have to wonder, do all the people who participate in this, you've got all these people on here, like these military people that are sitting around in this, you know, Zoom call, participating in this discussion and panel, do they actually believe this? Like, how do people think that what they're promoting is going to benefit them, right? I mean, these people, many of them, not all of them, but many of them have children, right? Now, we know the upper crust of the initiates the inner party at the top. They don't have children and they don't want children, right? But the people who are the engines and fosterers of this system, many of them have children. And I just don't understand do they think that their children are actually going to be exempted from mandatory chipping? I mean, the UK transhumanist document says everybody's going to be chipped. Everyone will have their biology invaded to become synthetic silicon-based life forms. I'm not joking. That's what it says. Now, you could debate whether you think that's going to actually happen or how far they're going to get with that, but that's their plan. And it's a Bond villain, maniacal, mad scientist level crazy plan. So as we get through this document, it goes on to say that the cognitive warfare, this new domain, it deals with ways to actually harm the brain itself. So it goes beyond just the notion of again, in influencing and changing your thought processes. It's the actual physical brain itself and the neurons that have to be altered and changed. It goes on to say that the in-house think tank of NATO's research here, one of the hottest topics, which is, by the way, situated in the U.S., so this is not a Canadian thing or Euro thing. This is actually all in-house at U.S. military bases. It says that this cognitive warfare must, first of all, focus on information war and changing the brain, ultimately, not just through the information that comes in, but the alteration of the brain itself. It goes on to say that cognitive warfare involves the alteration of the brain through nanotechnology. So actually, nanotech, it says, is going to be key to the art of using technology to alter the human targets themselves. And this includes nanotech, biotech, infotech, and all the machinations of cognitive science to alter the very brain itself so that the thought processes are altered so that humans don't probably do things like critical thinking, right? I mean, that's what presumably they're talking about here, right? They don't want people who are critically thinking. They want people who are just drones that basically emit the signal that the system puts out. And I was just reminded of that movie, The Cell, right? If you've seen this,
You'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, I recommend going and watching it. It's a Stephen King story that they made into a movie in 2016. It's got Samuel L. Jackson, John Cusack. Look at the big brains on Brad, right? 2016 Cell, not the old 2002 or 3 Cell with J-Lo and Vince Vaughn. That's also a Stephen King story. But this one is about the fact that people are being mutated into becoming cell receptors, and that the cell signals, kind of like Kingsman, if you saw the Kingsman, similar type of plot, right? In this one, it's this basically cellular signal that's emitted to influence people's brain patterns and brain signals. And people just start losing it, right? They start going crazy. And as you can imagine, it's a sort of, you know, dystopian Walking Dead apocalypse type story. But it's relevant because that's kind of what's in all of these documents. It's what they're talking about with altering people through the signals. Again, interesting that Samuel L. Jackson was in Kingsman, which is basically the same plot, right? If you remember in Kingsman, he's the maniacal Malthusian villain who wants to use the SIM cards and the cell signals to disrupt and turn everybody into zombies and then basically depopulate. And he's got a breakaway civilization, right? If you want to go deeper into that breakaway civilization, I just did a 3-hour talk on my YouTube channel where I got into the actual white papers and documents, report from Iron Mountain, continuity of government, all of these RAND Corporation things that actually do discuss the possibility of a breakaway civilization of the elite, which we see in Moonraker, which we see in movies like Sky Captain of the World of Tomorrow, where a Malthusian villain wants to depopulate and reseed the planet with his offspring. I mean, this is not Bond. I mean, I remember because Alex would always talk about in the 80s and 90s, there was these old documents that would mention the possibility of the Matrix and this kind of stuff. So I went and found those documents. I put them in my first book. And I found another one, too, where back in the 90s, they were talking about the implantation of microchips. I think it's an Air Force document. In the 90s, it talks about how the future of warfare will involve what they were experimenting with at that time in the 90s of microchips relaying to satellites, relaying to ground-based computers. So basically, eye in the sky and then monitoring and tracking all of the troops in the warfare scenarios, which, again, the warfare scenarios are the test bed for what they then roll out 10, 20 years later on the domestic population. That's what's so crucial to understand is that things like Vietnam War, and again, I did a whole hour on here with you guys about how they roll out the warfare, the tech from Vietnam 20, 30 years later, which was pioneering drone stuff, right? Vietnam was the first to use UAV, unmanned aerial vehicles and drones. That was first done in Vietnam. This is covered in Annie Jacobson's DARPA book, the whole history of DARPA, right? Everything that's in this document is really what DARPA has rolled out as the R&D arm of the deep state. I mean, the very internet that we're using right now, that's DARPA, ARPANET. That's what that is, right? It was a wartime cryptography, NSA, Cold War era information relay that they rolled out on the public. I mean, the internet has a lot of good things. I'm not saying it's bad. We're all on the internet. We're all using it. But remember that it comes out of military psyops and wartime. And so it says, it notes in this document, it says, we're going to have to change the way people think to make sure that they don't, basically they don't think. It's not what we think, but change the way we think. This reminds me of the recent articles. Don't do your own research. Don't go and study on your own. Don't go down the rabbit hole, the New York Times said. It's basically echoing this, right?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the Alex Jones Show. This is your guest host, Jay Dyer of Dizzy. Now, I want to remind you to go to the InfoWars store. Go to the InfoWars store and support this spearhead of the Liberty Movement. Support this true remnant of journalism and media here with Alex. And, you know, Alex has done so much over the years to wake people up. And we definitely want, and this is a crucial time for InfoWars to be here, for Alex to be here, because it's at that tipping point where we really could continue to just explode and have mega, mega, mega mass awakening. We're already starting to see a mass awakening. So go to the InfoWars store, get those products. I see a lot of soy out there in terms of the male region, a lot of soy boys that have lost mojo. You know, you got to have mojo to get, you know, a mate and to have offspring. And a big part of the Global Elite plan is no offspring, no offspring for you. No, no. You have to be sterile. You have to go live in a coom pod, basically, where you just watch VR porn all day. Right.
No, we don't want to do that. We want to be actual men. We want to have, you know, edgy masculinity. We don't want to be soy males. So a lot of the products in the InfoWars store can help you with that. And I want to encourage you to go there. Yes, we don't want to be that dude. There's too many of that dude out there. Now, I was getting into the movies and themes of the breakaway civilization, the Malthusian plan of Moonraker and Sky Captain of the World of Tomorrow, and you know all these various movies. There's so many movies that have this plot, right? So many novels, so many stories, so many TV shows that you can't really list them. I actually did list them, by the way. If you go to my YouTube channel, you can watch that recent video talk that I did yesterday, a couple days ago, on the breakaway civilization, the PSYOP plan, and how they want to have this Project Noah, right? Basically, to the elite will go off somewhere else, and you think, oh, that's crazy, that's just fiction. Really? Did you see what MIT, Bill Gates, and Jeffrey Epstein had planned, where that was actually the plan, was to experiment with reseeding and having basically their own harem of a future race? I'm not joking. That sounds crazy. That was in the New York Times. That was an Epstein plan, was to try to do something Hugo Drax level like that. And as you know, last week we covered No Time to Die in depth, where I went into the history of Ian Fleming. I went into all of his psyops and wartime operations. And wouldn't you know, what was Ian Fleming? A high level? Oh, psyops. Exactly. Exactly what we're looking at today. And if we just have basic, it's not like we have to get a PhD in psyops to decode this stuff. I mean, if we just have basic critical thinking, if we know basic logical fallacies, we're not going to fall into being duped by this nonsense, right? We're not going to fall into the idea of going and getting a stabby to get a free donut, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about. This is the kind of BS they come up with, is these lame sales pitches. Well, maybe if we give everybody donuts, they'll go get booster shots. And it worked amazingly. I can't imagine being that stupid as to go get an experimental gene therapy for a freaking donut. And those donuts aren't even any good. So it goes on to say that what I think the document is talking about with the alteration of the brain is actually the chemicals, the biowarfare, et cetera, that will alter the brain processes, right? I mean, everybody knows that chemicals can basically damage your brain, right? You can become a slow boy, basically, if you're exposed to mercury or any of these other toxic chemicals, right? I mean, I used to work in a paint store, so I'm probably a slow boy from the chemicals that I was around. I don't even know. But this says that we're going to have to change the brain, and I think this is probably talking about shutting off critical thinking faculties, right? Now, there was that video that's gone around for years. It's 15 years old, where it appears to be a Pentagon debriefing talk about stabbies, right, that can shut off various areas of the brain, particularly relating to higher cognitive faculties and theology and religious experiences, right? Now, again, I can't prove that video is real. If you go and look, even the fact checkers, like the Snopes and the Reuters, they don't know if it's real or not. Nobody actually knows. Now, it was redone as this fake thing with as claiming it was Bill Gates, which obviously it's not Bill Gates up there. Don't know who it is, but to me, it looks like a real thing, a real discussion. And whether I know that video is real or not, it doesn't matter, because I know that DARPA and I know that all these white papers discuss that's what they're after. Right, I can give you the actual white papers that talk about those kinds of things, targeting specific areas of the brain with this nanotech, with these injections or whatever, with these poisons, basically. And so I don't have to know if that video is real or not. The document goes on to say that we have the potential, by developing new weapons, of harming the brain, the potential to engage neuroscience and technology in many different approaches to human ecology, to influence human ecology. Right. And then we can very easily turn a civilian technology into a military one. So, in other words, when Silicon Valley invents the latest technology of this or that, they can just weaponize it and turn it into something that is capable of destroying their enemies and targeting their enemies, which is just the domestic population. And it literally goes on to say, well, who's the enemy here? It says potentially anyone. Potentially anyone using the internet. I'm not joking. Anyone using the internet and cell phones is potentially the enemy, because they can come in contact with disinformation, a.k.a. truth, and then they're an enemy combatant. I'm not joking. That's what this document says. And it says, well, what's our goal? Total control. Total control can be achieved through cognitive warfare, which has universal reach, from starting with the individual to states and multinational organizations. It is a field of action that is global, and its aim is to seize control of the human being, civilian as well as military. Mastering the human domain, full spectrum dominance, total control. So you ask, well, what's the World Order's plan? Why would they put it in papers? Why would they put it out there? Because that's a form of psyops to tell you. Called gaslighting. Go watch the movie Gaslight, the movie by George Cukor. That's a movie that shows you the process of what happens on a micro scale when a psycho dude gaslights his new bride, right? And he drives her nuts, basically. Intentionally. Why? Well, in the movie, it's, spoiler alert, to get her money. She's an heiress. But for the global elite, it's to do the psyops on all of us to basically gaslight us, to put us into a destabilized, catatonic, fear-based state. That's it. Just to make us all in a perpetual, anxious, fear-based, anxiety-ridden, crazy population that then turns to the system, oh, please save me, please save me, oh, I'll do whatever you say, right? And then it never lifts up. It never goes away, right? It's like a carrot on a stick, like in a cartoon, where you just keep going after the carrot, and you never reach the carrot because it's just dangling in front of you further and further the more you go, right? That's exactly what this is. And they know that. That's the funny thing, is that they actually talk about that in this document. The document goes on to say that the world here is no longer targeting a battlefield opponent. The future of the battlefield is the internet and the mind. The inner world of the mind, that's the future battlefield. And so we have to control information, control info war, control the net, because that's the future of all of this. And presumably also the virtual world, right? When people start linking into Skynet, getting into the Matrix, when they roll the Matrix out, then it will be total control, right? Because then they're in your body. The Matrix. What Klaus said, we will get in your body. The nanotech stabbies are them getting in your body. And so the document goes on to say, the NATO-sponsored study says some NATO nations have already acknowledged that neuroscientific techniques and technologies have the high potential for operational use in security, defense, and intelligence. The breakthroughs in these neuroscientific methods are the usage of research findings and products to directly facilitate performance of combatants, the integration of the human-machine interfaces to optimize combat, and the usage of the new development of autonomous drones, biological and chemical warfare, neuroweapons, nanotech. And it says this is exactly what DARPA has been working on at the Pentagon for the last several decades. And it goes on to say DARPA is key here. DARPA is the arm of this to develop. It says the research can be utilized to mitigate aggression, foster cognitions and emotions, or of passivity. Remember Brzezinski's book that they could use ELF, VLF to agitate an entire continent through the signals that they put out? That's in Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. Or they could put out signals that calm everyone. So in The Kingsman with Samuel L. Jackson, it's literally what's in Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, that very thing. It says that it can induce morbidity, disability, or suffering and neutralize all potential opponents to incur mortality. In other words, to maim and kill people. That's what they're saying, that we can use the nanotech, the emerging neuroscientific tech to maim, induce, foster aggression. This is Kingsman level stuff. And then it goes on to say that the real battle here isn't, again, the warfare of the field. The real warfare is the psychocultural domain, culture war. In other words, movies, music, media, right? Using those things to change people's thought processes combined with the chemicals in the food, the water, the stabbies to change brains. You want more on that? Go to my shop at my website.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.